Hundreds of employees at McDonald's are losing their jobs this week. Your local cashier will still be there, but some corporate employees are out. Journalist Adam Chandler is here to talk about what this means. He is the author of a book called Drive-Thru Dreams. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I just note that McDonald's seems to be doing pretty well, selling a lot of Big Macs or grilled chicken sandwiches or whatever. Earnings were above expectations in January, so why lay off people now?
Right. It's a great question, Steve. It is strange to see McDonald's performing particularly well and laying off people. However, the short answer is that they're seeking to be more nimble. You know, at one point in the 1990s, it was estimated that 1 in 8 Americans worked at McDonald's at some point in their life, which is a crazy number. But behind that army of hourly restaurant workers is an enormous corporate structure with over 150,000 employees. And so that means the company tends to move very slowly when it comes to strategy and decision making. So in theory, there's a case to be made for having fewer corporate workers, although not everyone sees it that way.
As best you can determine, who is losing their jobs, by which I mean, is there a particular part of the corporate structure that is being thinned out or going away?
That's one thing we don't know yet, Steve. Unfortunately, news is still coming out about this, and the corporate offices at McDonald's have remained closed through today as they're finding out who exactly is going to be still employed by McDonald's corporate. So it is a bit of a mystery, but based on what the company is doing in terms of its direction, it looks to grow in a lot of ways and move more towards digital. So we're going to see some of the operations change, and that's going to be an interesting shift for them.
All right, you got to help me out here. What does it mean for McDonald's to go digital? Do I get a virtual chatbot Big Mac? What are you talking about?
We're talking about using the app and go-ahead orders on drive-thrus so that you can order far in advance of you arriving or even before you get to the speaker box at the drive-thru line, things like that. Those are changes that have already happened, but they're looking to advance them as more people use apps and move toward that kind of ordering.
This is really interesting to think about because I have known, as most people do, McDonald's are individual franchises, right? The restaurant is owned by some local person, perhaps, or at least someone who's not part of the McDonald's corporation. But then there's this corporate headquarters that's now thinning out and also, as you say, trying to direct business in a new way. How does that relationship work? Who tells who what to do and who can say no?
Well, that's a great question, Steve, in part because that's one of the things that many people are cynical about when they talk about this corporate layoff. The franchisees are essentially small business owners, and they may see added pressure to the work that they do running their own stores and in their relationship with certain members of corporate who aren't there anymore. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out, in part because this may change what's already proven to be a kind of tense relationship between the franchisees who run the stores and corporate, which does a lot of important work behind the scenes to make sure that everything runs smoothly and some of the marketing.
Does this fit in any way with some of the layoffs we've seen in the tech industry? This is a very different industry, but you're talking about tech changes there.
Right. Well, actually, no. One supersized irony here is that McDonald's has been profitable, partly because it's easy to dine there, especially during the peak of the pandemic. And more recently, as we've been kind of tightening our belts as consumers and dealing with the steady threat of recession and inflation, McDonald's has kind of benefited from the fact that there's consumer caution.
All right, Adam Chandler, author of Drive-Thru Dreams. Go get yourself some fries. Thank you very much.
I certainly will. Thanks so much, Steve.